Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Before your eyes, there I am, and it's a surprise. Welcome to Warhammer Radio. We are here to kick out the jams. God damn. Woo! Glad to have you with us today. We are here. You are there. And that is the only difference between us. The chat room is open. Keep your obscenities and extremities. Well, I don't care. Play nice. Don't play nice. Beat the hell out of each other. Have fun. It's free for all. Woo! And we have a guest call-in number. If you want to call in and yell at me, be prepared. I'll yell back, Jack. That's a fact. The number is 657-383-1757. And if you are a liberal fascist and you want to have a cuss and discuss, we got a hotline just for you. It's 657-383-1757. Give me a call, big and small. We'll take them all. Yeah. The real Donald Trump, he is the deal. The real deal. He is the Evander Holyfield of presidents come lately. He is shaking things up. And I am glad to see that we have somebody in D.C. who is doing what they say. Let's just take a little stroll down the news wire. Donald Trump gets a little upset and angry over the refugee deal that his predecessor laid out with Malcolm Turnbull, the Australian Prime Minister, and has to make some tough phone calls. So he makes a tough one and tells Australia, hey, you know, you're a lot like a 90-year-old woman. Everybody knows what's down under, but no one cares. Your refugees are your problems, baby. But along comes an old buzzard named Senator John McCain, who calls the Australian ambassador to say, hey, baby, I know what's down under, and I care. Because John McCain has always been a traitor. Ask his buddies that were in the Hanoi Hilton, who could hear John McCain at night crying and whining, please don't beat me no more. Please don't torture me no more. And giving up all the secrets while he was in there being a whiny little bitch. Well, he's no different today, going behind the president's back, being a whiny little bitch, calling Australia and saying, oh, let me nuzzle what's down under. Well, Senator John McCain, I don't know why them old farts in Arizona keep reelecting you, but it's time for hurling day. Remember that old TV show, Dinosaurs? Well, go to YouTube and look up hurling day and watch the episode. It is time for hurling day. Time to make John McCain go away. That's right, baby. Boom. Into the pit ye shall go. Because what this country needs is more unemployed politicians and more elected people like Donald Trump. Kurt Cobain, before he was killed by Courtney Love, said that someday his generation would elect the president someone who was a businessman, who knew how to get stuff done, someone exactly like Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump's not a politician, and he's getting stuff done. He's a businessman, and whoo, business is a booming. And for those that you are wondering, yes, I got official notice. I made the DHS list. My name's Paul. Screw you all. Hiding your faces, you fascists, professor at UC Berkeley, pepper spraying a girl, blindsiding her. You should be ashamed of yourself. You fill me with the urge to defecate. You are disgusting. You slimy worm. How dare you do that? You are absolutely disgusting. That is the worst of the worst, the lowest of the low. What you people did last night in Berkeley is absolutely disgusting. You people on the left, you advocate free speech. You advocate tolerance. You advocate rights for the LGBTQ crowd. And what did you do? You shut down free speech. You shut down the rights of the LGBT crowd. When you wouldn't allow Milo to speak, you destroyed and vandalized property and you assaulted people for nothing. You denied people their First Amendment rights to peacefully assemble, to speak freely, while you violently assembled. You did not behave in a constitutional manner. You behaved like filthy animals. Janet Napolitano should be fired. The professor that maced that young lady should be arrested and fired. And those of you that were participating in anarchy and can be identified should be arrested, tried, convicted, ensured that you never have voting rights, the right to carry a firearm, and can never get a decent job because you can't pass a background check. You should get the fucking that you have coming. And it should be by the big government dick. You think you're winners? No, you're losers. And you should forever be asking me if I want fries with that, because you are losers. You should lose your government funding for school. You should lose everything. And if you have decent parents, you should be out in the street on your ass for that kind of behavior. It's unacceptable. If my child acted in that manner, I'd take him out in the garage because he's an adult, and I'd beat the shit out of him for behaving in such an un-American manner. And then I'd throw him and his shit out in the street. Unacceptable. Intolerable. and absolutely frickin' disgusting. There is no way that that kind of behavior can be allowed in this country. People are allowed to speak freely. That is the way the mop flops. Like it or not, moving right along to another form of cowardice, the GOP is attempting to rebrand Obamacare's strategy from repeal to repair. Why? Because they're cowards. Because they're in the pockets of the pharmaceutical and the healthcare industry. And they're a bunch of frickin' liars. They've let us down again and again and again. Let's face it, you're going to pay a fortune for health care, and you're going to have a $6,000 deductible. What does a $6,000 deductible mean for most of America? It means you're going to fucking die before you get treatment. Oh, you have to prepay for a cardiac exam, for a heart catheterization, for a nuclear heart study, you're going to die because you don't have six large laying around. Yep. You are hosed if they don't repeal Obamacare. Middle America, the GOP is screwing you. And you will not get a reach around. You are just going to get hosed. Now, back to Senior Trump and his team of bad asses. They are, without a doubt, doing a tremendous service to the American people with the feats that they are performing. They are performing a bloodless coup against America's enemies from within. Flynn, Priebus, Tillerson, Mattis, Sessions, Zinke, Kelly, Coates, Pompeo, Kushner, Bannon, Conway, Pence, Priebus, and others. And then, of course, President Donald Trump, the architect of this rolling team of male and female alpha personalities who, despite superficial differences, share one very common thread, an unwavering belief that America must once again fight to protect its own so that it can again be powerful enough to do the same for the world. Team America, fuck yeah. And to do that, there's much house cleaning to be done among the long entrenched globalist factions that have come to dominate the rank and file of the U.S. government over the last few decades. Team Trump is doing a masterful job of exposing those factions, drawing them out, and quickly beheading them and sending them packing. Within last week, the staffing has been gutted throughout various agencies and replaced with America First loyalists, or those positions are being left vacant, perhaps permanently. What a wonderful sight to see. Bravo. I congratulate thee, Mr. Trump, President Trump. Hallelujah. In issues about the globe, the spy who helped create the fake mainstream media anti-Trump story during the election was found dead in Moscow. Former KGB chief Oleg Erovankin, who earlier media reports suggested was a critical contributor to an anti-Trump fake news hit piece run by BuzzFeed News and then later repeated multiple times via the Broke Dick Media, was found dead last month in the back of a car in Moscow. His death is just now being reported on. Oleg Erovankin, former general in the KGB and its successor to the FSB, was found dead in the back of a car in Moscow on Boxing Day in mysterious circumstances, the Russian state-run RIA Novosti news agency reported. Ervonkin's body was found in a black Lexus, and a large-scale investigation has commenced in the area. His body was sent to the FSB morgue. No cause of death has been confirmed, and the FSB continues to investigate. Media reports suggest that his death was a result of foul play or suicide after he locked himself in the trunk. Ah! Very nice. Very nice, comrade. Now, on to other news. You fascist pussies that's trying to shut down free speech in America, there shall be no sanctuary for you rioters and criminals. It is time to prosecute, persecute, and expel the campus fascists. The David Horowitz Freedom Center and Milo took on sanctuary campuses that harbor illegal aliens. Milo was scheduled to launch the No Sanctuary Campus for Criminals campaign with a speech at Berkeley last night when fascist rioters and criminals shut it down. Berkeley isn't just a sanctuary campus for illegal aliens, but for fascists who shut down free speech with violence. It is time to stop tolerating sanctuary campuses for violent thugs who disavow free speech. It is time for free speech to return to Berkeley by prosecuting and persecuting those campus fascists responsible for the protests. University of California President Janet Napolitano should be run off, fired, her hair set ablaze, and sent into the night seeking shelter from those chasing her as if she were Frankenstein and the villagers behind her had torches. Berkeley Chancellor Nicholas Dirks should be sent away the same, for he has set a standard of lawlessness by declaring Berkeley a sanctuary campus. Those shameless pieces of monkey fuck should be prosecuted along with the students. Bang a gong, let's get it on, round them up, put them in the Gray Bar Hotel, and make them stay where they belong. It is not acceptable. The Constitution and the First Amendment with violence. If you think that you can call someone a fascist and then exercise violence to dissuade free speech, you are the fascist. Free speech is just that, free speech. I can say what I want. I can freely assemble to do so. And if you don't want to listen, don't assemble with those that are listening. If you want to have a counter opinion, then actively engage in debate. But do not set fires, assault those that are listening, commit violent mob attacks, other intimidating things, because that is fascism, that is un-American, and that will not be tolerated. It's lawlessness. The police last night should have shot you in the streets for what you were doing. They should have fired their shotguns downward towards the concrete, let the pellets bounce up into your legs, then scooped your asses up, taking you to the hospital and then to jail, where your wounded, bleeding asses could have been gang raped and you could have lost your little behinds to the real criminals and you could have known what it was like to be warriors, you freaking cowards. Whatever happened to the America I knew, where that kind of crap was not tolerated? I am ashamed of you people. It was cowardly and disgusting. It is one of the most disgusting things I have ever seen. And now, those of you on the left who partook in that are also partaking in protesting against this Muslim ban that when Barack Obama did it, you were just fine with. And you're saying things like, if we don't let Muslims into America, they'll kill us. You freaking morons. They want to kill us. That's why we're not letting them into America. Our immigration policy should not be a hostage crisis. Senator Murphy declared Trump's executive order is going to get Americans killed. Senator Murphy, you clueless moron, these people want to kill us. Senator McCain and Senator Graham, the same-sex senators, you morons, quit singing this theme, especially after you, Senator McCain, were seen and photographed snuggling up to ISIS, for crying out loud. You bastardos. You disgust me. You fill me with the urge to defecate. All I have to say is, if it weren't for patriots like Donald J. Trump, cowards like you would get us killed. You are ignorant pieces of monkey spooge, and you belong in prison. We should have let the Vietnamese keep you. God bless America. God bless our future. Let's make America great again. And if any of you get in our way, any of you attempt to poison and destroy the America that we are creating, Lord help you. Because when we take to the streets, we will do it right. We won't be like the fascist left and set fire to a few little things and mace some girl who was talking to the media in a cowardly manner. When we do it, we're going to do it right. So I'm going to pray for your souls. God bless America.
I don't know if you can, but can you get an order for ONS? That's O-N-S, Junior Market. The address is 1934 East Anaheim. All the windows are busted out, and it's like a free for all here, and the owner should be able to come down here and see if he can secure his business.
Including 15 degrees.